Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week, random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
Now, to begin today's bonus, producer Ben has sent me a clip of Louis Spence. Remember him? And he says that it might have been the inspiration, Jordan, unknowingly, for one of your impressions.
Before, we could never get up here. I mean, look. This is lovely, isn't it? Actually, I think this is health and safety. If you're running from a fire. Trip, I'll be having a word. I haven't been here. OK, I have not been up here. I don't think so. I don't think I'm allowed. No, No, I'm not allowed. I know I'm not allowed. I've done it now. It's too bleeding late. What are they going to do? What's going to happen? Going to shoot me? I doubt it. They have to catch me first. I'm like a whippet.
It sounds very similar to Diego. What am I like? Oh, Daddy, you're feeding me. What are you feeding me? Oh, where have you been? Have you been at work? Oh, you look all flustered. But I must say that a lot of my impressions are very similar to characters from TV shows that I used to watch. A lot of people say Mikey sounds like Mel B off Bow Selector. You be the judge of that. A lot of people say that your mum sounds like Bubbles from Little Britain.
Or Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Or even the baddie from The Incredibles.
Oh, she's not the baddie, is she?
No, Edna's not. So, I will. All I'm saying is there's a little bit of inspiration for each of my
slash copying
characters.
Well, anyway,
my creativity. Don't.
I'm sorry.
Insult my creative process, please.
Well, talking of
Christ, how many ad reads have we got after this? Sorry, Gene Divas. Just this is a little peek behind the curtain. Bloody hell, what are we selling now?
I think that one is for our souls.
Arseholes? What, bleaching? Jesus, I've not signed that off ever. We're selling arseholes. Yeah, Ben. Sorry,
Well, don't worry about that.
Right,
put them down.
And no doubt, Jane Divas, you can't wait to hear those very soon in upcoming episodes. Okay. Shall we go to our listener responses?
Well, before that, I want to tell you some very exciting news.
Oh, I say.
Guess who I'm interviewing tomorrow?
Louis Spence.
No. Even more exciting.
Prince Charles.
Prince of Wales, no.
Who?
Come on, think. Who would I be...
ZZ's challenge.
Correct.
You're interviewing ZZ?
Yes.
What for?
The restraining order has been temporarily lifted for an hour, and I'm interviewing her for In and Out of Covent Garden magazine.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm very excited. Thank you to Christian, one of our G&D divas, who got offered it and thought, I know who's someone who's better qualified for this.
Oh, that's so
and
sweet.
And offered it to me.
So are you getting a fee for it?
I don't know. I'm delighted to be in her presence.
Covent Garden magazine?
In and Out of Covent Garden.
In and Out of Covent Garden.
Yes, which has been going for longer than you'd think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, for just under 20 years.
I've never really been around Covent Garden.
Oh, it's nice.
I've only been a few times since I've lived in London. It's really busy.
It's very touristy. You've got to go Monday morning early.
Okay.
Is my suggestion. Like, you know, 9, 10 o'clock.
Oh, well, tell her I said hi, won't you?
Right, let's go to the listeners' responses. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, firstly, can I say how much I loved this podcast?
I can't believe Zizi came to see our live show.
I know. She must have thought,
who are these absolute amateurs? Like, she is...
Well, she brought some... my other friend Jordan, who's in... Well, they must just have left, thought, but in Poppins.
What?
They're professional West End people.
And they came to see our show. Yeah. I actually cringe when I think about it.
Mm.
Not that our show's bad.
Anyway, dear Jordan, William and producer Ben, firstly, can I say how much I love this podcast since I first discovered it? It never fails to make me smile and I toast you all with a G&D.
Secondly,
I have to thank William for exposing my fiancé and I to the technological marvel that is the Wrapmaster. We resisted for a while, thinking that the traditional way of dispensing aluminium foil was enough. However, the Wrapmaster blew our minds.
I've got a Wrapmaster now and I must say it is.
Changes your life.
It is.
So much so that we now highly recommend them to everyone we meet that speaks of their kitchen woes. And that's from Sally and Gareth, the Wrapmaster converts, which is lovely.
When we went into that store that sells Wrapmaster, what's it called?
Lakeland.
In Newcastle, and we filmed it for social media, everyone was saying how tall you looked on TikTok and Insta.
Yes, I know. Do I sound short?
You are very tall. Ben's taller, though.
Ben is taller.
We've not really talked about this. Like... Ben is taller than William, and William's really tall.
He's only got a couple of inches on me.
Ben's lanky, though.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Mm.
Anyway.
But I now worry that I sound short.
You don't... How can you sound short?
Well, clearly people...
I'm not sure. I'm of average height.
No, you're like a pocket rocket.
I'm not... Do not call me a pocket rocket. I'm of average height, but you and Ben are bloody tall. Also...
You're like a little Smurf.
Is this because... Is this because I wasn't breastfed as a child? Can I just say, I've been meaning to remember
this. Where's this gone?
So I have been ill at the moment, a bit run down, and William said to me, you were quite a sickly child, weren't you? And I was like, yeah, I was quite ill when I was younger and stuff. And William, casually, whilst he was putting makeup on his face, just went, yes, that's because you weren't breastfed as a child.
Well, I said it was, I said it probably is.
Well, I don't think I was. I don't think I was.
Well, there is studies into, and like, you know, some people don't want to go near the breasts and some children just refuse to take the mother's milk, which is fine, I'm not judging, but there has been research that then it doesn't build up a strong immune system.
Oh, okay. Or like my mum, she just didn't want her boobs ruining.
Or that, yes, which is fine.
Her words not
bottle fed is absolutely fine as well, but I'm just saying that you don't take on natural immunity.
Just remembered you said that to me on tour. I'll be telling Wendy when we go for our lunch.
Very nervous about that.
What? Well, no, she'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, right. Sally and Gareth. Next one.
This is from Ella and Baby Alanis.
Oh, a lovely name. Oh,
yes, like after Morissette. Dear William Jordan and PB, I'm a long-time listener of the podcast and love it so much. I eagerly await new episodes every week. I'm currently on maternity leave, so as an added extra, I've just started listening back from the beginning to keep me and my baby entertained while we're at home.
Don't let the baby listen to this.
She loves it too. Jordan, I know that you said you can't stand to listen back to the old episodes, but honestly, they're great. The only strange thing is hearing William mention his mum without Jordan shouting, darling, and in a drunk Russian accent.
I just can't listen back.
The good old days.
Yeah, I can't listen back. Mm. I can't even watch myself on the telly.
Mm.
You know, like, I never watch myself.
Have you watched us on Pointless yet?
No, I've not watched Pointless yet.
Can I say, the thing about, sorry, Alanis, not Alanis, that's the baby, sorry, Ella. We'll come back to your letter. With Pointless, what I've noticed, and it's not just with Pointless, it's when we do radio interviews and we're talking...
fidgety.
Well, no, I hadn't noticed that. But what I had noticed with when you were talking about the podcast on Pointless and other interviews is every time you talk about us, you add on an extra year as to how long this podcast has been going. And on Pointless, you're like, yeah, it's been going, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. It has not been going 7 or 8 years.
Yes, you have.
No! Since 2018.
Is that it? 18,
19, 20, 21, 22. Five-ish.
Feels like bloody...
It does feel like 8 years.
Right.
But every time you do an interview, it gets longer and longer.
I can't listen or watch myself back. I just can't. I find it...
You do, don't pursue a career in the entertainment industry.
I find it excruciating. I really do.
How do you think the rest of us find it?
That's what I feel, honestly. I think... I don't know. And everybody does it, and I'm probably... Anyway, I got told by a producer recently that I need to start watching myself back. I just can't do it. I see clips every now and then.
That's enough. Anyway, back to Ella's letter. In the episode I just listened to, Help, I'm Off to Benidorm, dated 29th
God!
May.
Wow. That seems like a lifetime ago. We went from grandma's 70th, yeah.
You gave some advice regarding travelling on a plane with a baby. This was very useful as we have just booked to go to Peru to visit my husband's family, and it's going to be a very long flight with a very small human, the thought of which was making me anxious.
Where's Peru? Brazil?
Where? South America. Yeah. Happily, travelling to visit family is a legitimate reason to fly with a baby, according to William, unlike a fun trip to Costa Plonka, quote unquote. Remember that? There were also some useful thoughts about not getting stressed, as it would stress the baby, causing a vicious circle. I know that you gave this advice a long time ago, but thank you. Finally, in this episode, Jordan says that he wants to take William to Benidorm.
Still do.
To record an episode. I think you definitely need to revive this plan. Burnley and Monaco were great. I know that you had wanted to do more on the road episodes, but then Corona hit. Well, the world is opening up again now, and there's nothing stopping you from hopping on a budget flight to Benidorm and broadcasting from the beach with a G&D. Thanks again for all the laughs. Best wishes, Ella and baby Alanis.
I think we have talked that we are going to try and start doing some more travel episodes.
Yeah, but probably not to Benidorm.
Oh, well, you would love it. All right, it's, what does Grandma Gladys always say? If you can't have fun in Benidorm, there's something wrong with you.
Right, well, I think there's something wrong with me.
I think everybody loves Benidorm. It is the most beautiful.
It's not beautiful, darling.
It is. The beach is stunning.
Well, I'm sure. Okay, well, but there are lots of other beaches.
It's great. It gets a bad rep, Benidorm. Mm. And I've talked about it before, but it's great.
Stop fidgeting.
Sorry. Well, I love it.
We'll come up with some other ideas for travel episodes.
Okay.
Good afternoon, PB, Jordan and William. Completely the wrong way round. As my boyfriend's birthday was recently approaching, I thought a nice last-minute present would be to get him a cameo of someone from one of his favourite podcasts.
I need to get on that, because you do it for charity, don't you?
I do.
Any G&Divas listening, William does a cameo, which is basically where he sends
video messages
for people's birthday as a gift and stuff, and he donates the money to charity. And I'm going to... Will you remind me to do that? Because I'm going to do it for the hospice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, fine. That'll be good.
Anyway, when I saw that William was available, this seemed like a great choice.
Going on my to-do list, sorry.
Okay. Oh dear, you know it's going to get done. You know you're going to get done when you're on his to-do list.
Do you want to read it
that
today?
That was his motto in Mykonos.
Do you want to read my to-do list today?
Oh, let's read it.
This is
everything. We're just interrupting everybody's letters. Alex or Alexandria, we'll come back to you in a minute.
So it says cameo.
Good.
Pack suitcase.
Oh, where are you going?
Don't ask. DJ stuff. So I need to pack all my DJ stuff.
Are they related?
Kind of. Clean bathroom.
Right.
VAT return to CAF.
Get out of bed.
Sort DJ music. Pick up watch. Oh, my watch is finally repaired.
That watch is...
I know. Book hotels for bank holiday trip. I'm going back up north. Outfit for Pilot and League of Their Own. Oh, yeah. Tina, West End. I need...
Mikey, you'd be messaging Mikey.
Mikey sorted me out. Ring mum. eBay aftershave. Book laser treatment. That's another one.
Yes.
You need to give me that thing.
I have.
Le Bobo aftershave.
Le Bobo?
Yeah, that mate.
Le Labo.
Springsteen tickets. I'm trying to get my uncle some Bruce Springsteen tickets. BA card. Order plant from Patch. Put mirrors up. Order books on
This is the
Amazon.
Most have I changed list
is
I've
it?
Ever heard.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Just not enough hours in the day, really.
Dear.
Carry on anyway.
Mikey told me that you were thinking of taking Wendy to Tina, and I said, oh, it's a very Wendy show.
Oh, she'd love it. I want to take her to Mamma Mia, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's class. She'd love Tina. She'd love Mamma Mia more.
She'll love Tina.
Yeah. What do you mean it's a very Wendy
it's
show?
It's a very Wendy show.
It's a very mum show, isn't yeah. it? Yeah. Yeah.
My neighbour took her mum to see it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
It's a mum show. Yeah, she loved it.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, back to this letter. Today, I received the video whilst on my lunch break at work and was very excited to watch and send to all my friends who also listen to the podcast. However, as someone with what you would call a gender-neutral name, William assumed I was male and therefore that my boyfriend, also called Will, was gay. I'm going to explain this in a minute. This made me laugh very much in the office, so I'm excited for him to watch the video, as I will think it will be all the more memorable. However, my dilemma is, as someone with a gender-neutral name that is dominated by men, how can I make it obvious that I'm female without stating it unnecessarily? I do find this quite awkward at work when sending emails to new people, etc., and don't always want to use my full name, as that's not what I want people to use when referring to me. Please don't worry, William, I enjoyed the video greatly, and I'm sure my boyfriend will just as much. Love always, Alex. Alexandria.
surely at the end of your emails, use your pronouns, she, her.
Well, I'll talking of pronouns, I'll tell you why I just made that mistake. No, I'm not.
You use pronouns.
Yes, I'm all for pronouns.
Couldn't she do she, her?
Listen.
They don't use them up north, though. No. When I get emails from people up north, they never put the bloody pronouns on. It's a very, I think, it's still catching on, but go on.
Right, on Cameo, and when you join, you'll see, when you get requests from Alex, and then it makes you put your pronouns, not an awareness, just so then you can go, your boyfriend or girlfriend, Alex. And clearly, Alex, what might have happened, because I can read, unlike somebody, is that it came up with he, him. Maybe you put the wrong ones in, or you didn't see you had to do that.
Did it actually?
Yes, they
did
always...
did you read it wrong?
I'm going to scroll back on my Cameo
for God's
now.
Sake, right.
No,
can you see the video?
Yeah, all right, hold on. I mean, I'm very sorry, and I feel free to message me on Instagram. I'll do a special personalised one. Good God.
Oh, how many did you
Alex,
do?
Alex, is this...
Oh, I don't know if I've got time for this. That's a lot of effort. Effort would be like one a week. If you're doing that many, I'll have twice as many.
You can limit. You can set limits. I do one a day.
Do you do one a day?
You can set it. You can set it by week. Well, I don't know where hers is, actually.
I'd like to do it like you do for charity. I spoke to quite a famous former pop star, rock star, and he makes most of his money on Cameo now.
Yeah, but I just, whilst I'm still earning, I feel it's... Oh, Alex Baker, there we go. Hang on, I'm looking. Hang on, I want to look at the request.
You were wrong.
Pronoun, he, him.
Probably meant for, she might have got muddled up and thought for the boyfriend.
Well, I did it he, him. So anyway, what did I say? Oh, gosh. Where was I off there?
Hello, Will. My name is William Hanson. Another Will. Great name. And your boyfriend, Alex, has asked me to wish you a very happy birthday. You're turning 21. Not long left, but it's a luxury age.
You look very smart and handsome in that video.
I don't know where I was going.
It's a nice age, and enjoy it.
You look really
smart. Whilst you can. I'm talking to you from a back passage. I'm sure you and Alex are interested in what my
love how you've got your socks and skinnies on the line.
It's wider than most people.
You've got your washing hanging up.
I do not.
That's, you do.
Expect. I hope you have a nice day. Maybe involving a back passage. Maybe not. I hear, however, that
I'm glad you find yourself funny. Children.
Well, you're only human, so thank you very much. And you're also in the army, so we'd better be on our best behaviour. And that's marvellous. Well done for everything that you do. Have a gin and a bonnet. Knock it back. Knock back the D this evening. And I hope
this
to see you
funny because they're straight.
Very, very soon. Oh, also, well done, Alex, not just for getting this video, but all the money that I get from Cameo goes to charity, to Crohn's and Colitis UK. So how marvellous. He's a keeper. Will, happy birthday. See you soon. Goodbye.
How much do you have to pay for that?
I'll tell you. You get paid extra if they want it within 24 hours.
Okay.
Or the charity gets more. If you want...
The charity that is William and Mikey's Wedding Fund.
No.
Limited.
Availability and pricing. It's in dollars, bizarrely. That's
$45. 45? That's good
so
for charity.
So far, I have raised £1,300 for
charity.
Oh,
a little humble brag, but fair enough.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 1 minute of my time per Cameo.
I've raised a fortune.
Well, then do it.
I need to get onto it, but at the moment I've not even got time to email.
Oh dear. Anyway, Alex and Will, I'm so sorry. I think there was just a little issue with how the Cameo was received. Will, I hope you and your girlfriend have a lovely, lovely time on your birthday, which is now probably past. But any future celebrations, have a good one.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us some of your silliness on an email to help@sixofmyboss.com. I added that bit in. With anything that you want to share with us. Then
you should do this professionally.
We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.